Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Savard joins us on the line right now. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Exciting night already last night. Looking forward to a lot more.
Isn't it true, though, that fans have a tendency to overreact to Game 1? Like, all of a sudden now the Tampa Bay Lightning aren't going to win anything, right?
And it's totally in reverse fashion. I think this is the best thing that could have happened to Tampa in Game 1. They could wheel off 16 straight victories now. Just a little wake-up call. So I'm totally going 100% the other way, that this is the best thing that could have happened to Tampa in Game 1.
Mark, do you think this year's Bruins team is better than last year's Bruins team? I know there's a lot of overlap players-wise, but do you think they're better?
100%. I think there's better depth. That second line with Krejci finally. Krejci has been able to have a great season. Doesn't matter who he played with. He always gets to play with a ton of guys. But I think they're deeper up front, which will help them. And the defense corps, with all the injuries they've had, they've been able to play a pretty steady game. And I think it's really nice to have that 1-2 punch behind them. Obviously, Tuukka's the man. But if anything happens, goes wrong, which has been his kind of forte in the playoffs, which I'm confident that he's going to have a big playoffs. But they have that other guy there if something goes awry. So I think 100%, this is a better hockey club than last year.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are a wagon offensively. They added John Tavares to a team that was pretty good offensively to begin with. Defensively, let's just say they're a bit of a mystery. Have they got enough offense to overcome the problems they have on the back half?
They have all year, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. Again, this is a team that the Bruins are not going to be able to take lightly, let me tell you that. They have so many weapons up front in that top three lines. But again, their defense is it's struggled so much at times this year. They've also, to their credit, Gardner's been out for about 2 months, Dermott as well, and they would play huge minutes for this Toronto team. So they both have both of them back. I'm not sure how healthy Gardner is, if focus to get the puck in on his corner, getting some bumps to take him out of it. But I just think they're just too weak defensively. And I love Anderson. He's had a fantastic year. He struggled late, but the reason he struggled late is because the 6D in front of him were not great, and there were some minor league guys that potentially might not play in the National Hockey League anymore after this year.
How do you feel about Tuukka Rask going into this series? You know, his overall numbers in the playoffs, if you just look at the numbers, are good, and yet, you know, for, I think, good reason, a lot of fans still question whether or not he can be the guy that takes them all the way.
Well, that is the big question, you know. That's the elephant in the room. Can Tuukka Rask be Tuukka Rask in the playoffs? And I know he can. I believe in him a lot. He's a great kid. And I think the workload this year, the easier workload, might benefit him to get more focused, have more time to just be calm and not overanalyze stuff. So I think that's been great for him. And I'm excited to see if he brings it, and especially Game 1. I think out of this series, out of all of the series, and Dale brought it up earlier, that Columbus wins and it's a big, you know, crazy thing. I think Game 1 in this series might be one of the biggest Game 1s out of all the series. Because if the Leafs happen to be able to beat the Bruins tonight, they have some demons in those heads of theirs. Don't kid yourself. All of Toronto does, and I've listened to it for the last 2 months. That would be the worst thing for the Bruins to lose Game 1. So I think this is the biggest game of the series tonight.
If hypothetically Tuukka gets pulled at any point in the series, what is that like for a player? Like, if you're out on the ice and you see maybe he lets in a couple of soft goals and then Cassidy elects to take him out, how do you respond to that as a skater?
Well, I mean, you're professional, so obviously you got to bring it every night and try not to worry about that stuff. But if it happened early, I mean, it'd be a big window to their sales. And you almost have to think Tuukka's time there would be maybe on its end, because it'd be tough to believe in a guy again if something was to go awry early. So I don't think it will. I believe in him. I know he's had a great year. He's had some great runs throughout the year. So there's no signs heading in that he won't be able to answer the bell. So I like Tuukka. I think he's going to be fine.
We've talked about Zdeno Chara for a number of years. He will begin his 10th Bruins playoff run here, his 14th overall in the NHL. I know he's 42. I also know what kind of shape he's in. Do you think he is still not only a viable NHL defenseman, but a shutdown NHL defenseman?
I really do. And the pairing, has helped him a lot. And I think that, he uses his reach so well. He's gotten better and better over the years at being able to use his reach as his speed comes down. So he's not as noticeable. I think games that you don't notice Zdeno Chara nowadays, Chara, are better games for him. If he comes out of a game and you don't even know he played, I think that's the best thing. And I'm not saying that in disrespect. I'm saying that's a great hockey game for Zdeno Chara when he's unnoticed, plays a solid game. And obviously, if he gets in a fight, everybody in the world knows. So that's the one thing he can't stop. But I think he's doing great, and I still think next year he's still going to be a factor.
Mark, you took to Twitter a couple of days ago, and you were asking the people. You put up a poll. Would it be nice to see Mark Savard come back to Boston and wave the flag during the 2019 playoffs? Overwhelmingly, people said yes, they would like to see you wave the flag. Have you heard anything from the Bruins?
Yeah, I tried to invite myself to the party. The Bruins do a great job in picking some topics. I guess last year might have been Legends from Boston. This year they're doing a Special Olympics thing, so I don't fit that category. But all the fans out there, they have contacted me, so there might be something in the works. I don't want to jinx anything, so we'll have to wait and see. But there's nothing in games one or two, that's for sure.
Before we let you go, I'm curious what you think the conversation was like when Bruce Cassidy told David Backes he's going to be a healthy scratch tonight. And Cassidy confirmed that this morning. Backes has been a veteran leader in this league for a long time and even for this team. How do you think that conversation went?
It hurts. It hurts both of them, I think. Cassidy has a big heart, I think, and obviously Backes does as well. He showed this year that if he can't contribute in a way, he's going to have to change his game. That's amazing for a player late in his career, making the money he does, just change his game so he can try and stay in the lineup. Going forward, we're going to see David Backes in the playoffs. They're going to need him. They're going to need him at some point down the road. So David Backes, the professional he is, probably told Bruce, that's fine. I'm going to work. I'll be ready when you need me. So I think there's nothing more to it, and I think he'll be in the lineup at some point throughout the playoffs.
I think I know what way you're leaning here, but what's your prediction for the series? Who wins? How many games?
Well, to be honest, now that we're on Boston radio, obviously I work for Leafs Nations. I've been saying seven just to be nice out here in Boston, but I'm going to take Boston in actually six games. That's my feeling, my take on, my true feeling. I didn't say that out here, like I said, but I think in six games, I think that they're just rolling. They're just too strong when all the guys are going, and I know how it is, playoff time up there in Boston. The fans are incredible. I miss them so much, and I think I can't see anything worse than the Bruins winning in six. But again, stick with me on that one. Game one tonight will be the biggest game in the series, and that's not usually the case.
Mark, it's always great to talk with you and visit again. If you don't mind, we'll be back in touch as the playoffs go on. Thank you.
Sounds good, guys. Anytime.
See ya.
Thanks, Mark.
That is former Bruins star Mark Savard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.